From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. Take a look at a list of the top podcasts today, and one thing is very clear. Murder is big. Podcasts like Dirty John, Someone Knows Something, and a show from ABC News called A Killing on the Cape. These are all shows that often focus on the graphic details of murder. And they're ranking higher on iTunes than shows like Fresh Air, Radiolab, The TED Radio Hour. Two Leland residents, Rebecca Reynolds and Jim Carpenter, are the producers of another murder podcast that's really big right now, Hollywood and Crime. I ask them, what's the obsession with murder?
These crimes, they're adrenaline rushes. People like to be afraid. Same thing of getting on a roller coaster. There's a thrill that comes from being afraid, but you could get a rush from it, as you know, even so.
People really are infatuated with horror, and they like to not only understand what's going on, how these people tick, but they really want to do it from a safe distance. I mean, it's an odd feeling to be able to be right there witnessing this from a safe distance. The bottom line is you want to witness this, you want to learn as much as you can about this, because you don't want this to ever happen to you.
We have five dead bodies. There are three male bodies and two
movie
female
star
bodies.
Sharon Tate and four other persons were murdered in her home.
By one investigator is reminiscent of a weird religious rite.
That's a clip from Rebecca and Jim's newest podcast series called Young Charlie. The show centers around Charles Manson. It goes back and forth from when Manson is younger to 1969, when he tells his cult followers to kill a number of people. Voice actors, combined with narrators, retell the events of the murder, and they don't spare details.
In the early morning of August 9th, 1969, five people had been savagely murdered in the Tony reaches of the Hollywood Hills. They had been shot and stabbed and bludgeoned. Nooses had been hung round their necks. The owner of the house had pled for the life of her unborn child as she was stabbed repeatedly in the chest. This would not be a night for mercy.
It's one thing for a listener to listen to a story or a viewer to see a story, watch a horror movie, and be done with it. You guys are doing research. You're living in this every day. How does it affect your everyday life?
We're so interested in the story, we tend to concentrate more on trying to tell the story properly. And that means doing research the way it should be done, to document every step of the way. Because, for instance, on this series with the Manson murders, a lot of people knew about the tape murders, but none of us knew anything about his early years. And that led to us understanding better about who he was and how he got to where he was. I come at it from the research perspective, so I'm able to just, you know, toss aside the body cut in half, because that's part of the research.
Yes, the photos and the details are horrendous, but, you know, we'll go make a pot of soup.
Do you feel, in a strange way, almost tied to this genre, in that it's perhaps the quickest way to becoming a hit?
I don't feel tied to the genre by anything other than that's where the market is right now. But I mean, I would love to do a cooking podcast or, you know, something else, but that's not where the jobs are for us right now. I mean, and we were thrilled last week when our first episode of Young Charlie came out that it dropped and became number one that day on the iTunes podcast. And so that makes you feel that, you know, your work is being valued, even though that's the genre. Could we move to other genres? I think we could, but right now, this is the job.
Sharon Tate was buried on Wednesday, August 13th, in a Gucci print mini befitting those legs. It was an event worthy of the kind of Hollywood premiere she might have looked forward to in her unfinished career. Among the film luminaries were Kirk Douglas, Warren Beatty, Steve McQueen, and Lee Marvin. John and Michelle Phillips represented the burgeoning West Coast music scene. Roman Polanski looked small and frail beside his doctor, who on several occasions had to keep the director from breaking down entirely. Sharon's parents and younger sisters watched, inconsolable, as the casket was lowered.
You guys are producers, so obviously you have to make a living, so you have to kind of follow the market. But in a weird way, like, are you selling out to these people who maybe have this weird and maybe some would argue unhealthy fascination with, like, death and murder and crime? Do you feel like you're just feeding that?
No. I think every human on the planet is fixated on death. You can't turn away from looking at the car wreck. You want to, but then you look. Then you're looking in your rearview mirror, your side view mirror. It's just part of the good and evil nature, you know, of the human population. And so I don't feel like we're selling out. We are really thorough with our research. And to quote Shakespeare, as I try to do at least 3 to 5 times a day, from Julius Caesar, I mean, Mark Anthony said, you know, the evil that men do lives after them, and the good is often interred with their bones. People love these stories. They always have, they always will, and if they're not going to get them from us in the marketplace, they're going to get them somewhere else. So, you know, here we are.
That was Rebecca Reynolds and Jim Carpenter, co-creators and producers of the podcast Hollywood and Crime. Their newest and second series, Young Charlie, is now out. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Thanks for listening. Thank you.